Edutainment Learning is powered by Academica Virtual Education and Collegia TV. For more information, visit www.edutainmentlearning.com.
Yeah, so my name is Gary Gutierrez, here from Las Vegas, Nevada, age 36, and pretty much we do car wraps, and we also hold an academy too to teach people how to wrap. Long story short, I know we'll probably get into this, is how did I get in it? Obviously, I love cars, you know, so I love designing on cars, I like making them look cool. So, just found car wrapping, and I just tried it out, and I thought it was really fun. And I just started doing the full car, the fender, the hood, the doors, and I did my own car, and it came out really cool. So I just wanted to keep doing it. So it turned into a business. I started working out of my garage, did that for about 4 years, and helped out other shops establish a wrap side too. And I just freelanced and became a contractor for different shops. And then I just said, you know what? I think it's time for me to do it myself. And that's been about 4 years ago. And now we're got my own shop. This is going to be my third location. And we also do wide format printing. And we host the Academy here in Las Vegas.
And thanks. So we have a question from Alex in Spain. Alex, can you unmute and ask your question?
Hello. So do you do any carbon fiber wraps?
Yes. Yeah, carbon fiber wraps, we do a lot here in Las Vegas. So like, say, for example, hoods or roofs, trims. You could even do your desk at home with it. You could do your laptop with it. I've done my phone with it. But yeah, carbon fiber is really cool. I like the weave, and there's so many different patterns, and we can even print and customize the type of carbon fiber that you want. If you want like a red carbon fiber, blue carbon fiber, or white, if you want it transparent or not, like we have different options for carbon fiber.
Nice. We got a question from Gonzalo, and he is in Europe. Gonzalo, go ahead. You had a good question. Go ahead and ask.
Yeah. So I'm a big fan of cars like you. So what path should we follow to create and start a shop, you say?
Well, I would definitely start with learning, you know, getting to know the characteristics of the material, and then just start doing your friend's car, do your own car, start practicing different corners, different cuts, watch a lot of videos. You could also follow us on YouTube. We will be giving a lot of tutorials and stuff, so I would definitely recommend get some training first. That way you know how to attack the material, because what you don't want to do is start off with the incorrect knowledge and then now you start messing up really bad, and it can be really expensive to mess up on somebody's car. The worst thing you could do is put cut marks or blades or just start breaking stuff on the vehicle, and then now it just turned into a whole nightmare. So if you could install the material the correct way, then it's just magic from there. Like, it's just fun to apply, and it just looks really cool. So another thing is find a distributor that's close to you to be able to get the material. There's a lot of good brands out there, and I would suggest start with the good brands instead of the really cheaper knockoff brands, because you want a good material to learn off with.
Very good advice. Very good advice. We have a question from Arnaud in France. Arnaud, go ahead and ask your question.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a question. Did you make more often unique color wrap, or did you make one with designed and drawing?
So we could do all of that. So there's already colors that are made with specific, you know, colors. Either they could be OEM specific, or they could be something really cool that changes colors. Here at our facility, what we could do is we could actually print any color here that you could think of, and then we could print a design on it too. So I would like to show you guys. I don't know if you could see me or... Yeah. Background, but I'm just actually letting my phone charge just a little bit more so that you guys can see the Lamborghini that we've done, and we've done a cool design on it, and I could kind of show you the shop a little bit. I'm just letting my tablet charge just a little bit more so we could go do that.
You're good. Yeah, we have a question from Africa. This is Soliman in Africa. Go ahead and ask your question, friend.
Hey, I was just wondering, how do Chris Fixes, if you know him, detailing tips hold up? Because I only g heard good things about his mechanical guides.
Okay, can you repeat that again?
He wanted to know about Chris Fix. I believe it's Soliman. Is that somebody like on social media or something?
Chris Fix is an automotive YouTuber who does a lot of tips on repairing your car at home. And are his detailing tips any good? Just like his mechanical or?
I mean, to be honest with you, I don't know who that is. If you're looking for some sort of advice for like car wrapping, there's a lot of great videos, and I could just say anything from like Avery Dennison or 3M. Just start cl clicking those links, and you'll start seeing all the great trainers that have been really deep with the industry. Avery Dennison is a brand of material. 3M is another brand of material. Out there in like Europe, you could get Hexis that's pretty well known. I would just stick to KTMF and Orful as well. You click on those sites and those videos on YouTube, and you'll see like the great trainers, and they'll show you a lot of great techniques. But yeah, I really don't really follow a lot of tips from like social media influencers, just because either it can be correct or it can be incorrect. So it's kind of hard to, you got to be careful what you watch on YouTube. But
Yeah.
I really don't know who that is, to be honest with you. I hope, and I don't like to talk about a
You're
bad
good.
other person,
You're good, brother. And hey, something to add, Gary's done my car. He did a phenomenal job. The folks over at Houdini. And we'll have their website and share all that information out. We have Sasha. Sasha, go ahead and unmute to ask. You had a good question,
Hi.
buddy.
What's like the most important person that you've made a car for?
Most important person that I've done a rap for would be my parents,
Yeah.
myself, and then my really close friends, because they're the ones that have helped me grow to where I'm at, like from the beginning. They believed in me, and also the most important people are the ones that support our class and bring their vehicles, But if you're talking about celebrity wise, I've done a couple boxers vehicles. I try not to say their names, just because they kind of want to keep their stuff
You're
private.
good. You're good.
We've done a lot of YouTubers. We've done a lot of people that own like casinos, and their family members, and we've done some projects for a lot of people that just don't want to know who they are. But yeah, as far as we've done celebrity, plus we live in Las Vegas, so there's a lot of ball players here. There's hockey stadium, so we do a lot of players here. So, but yeah, we do all sorts.
That's good, man. Good. Hector, you had an awesome question. Go ahead and ask.
What is your favorite card project you work at?
I have a few, and again, I'm probably going to say it was my 1964 Chevrolet Impala, because that was my dream car before I got the Lamborghini, and that car meant something special, because since a kid, I've always loved those lowriders, and this was my first lowrider, and the person that has really motivated me in the industry, his name's Alemão. He's in Brazil. I would say he's one of them, but like the one that I got closest with was Luke Films out in Brazil. He's an awesome trainer. He's been repping for over 30 years, and he's a leader in the industry. I would say that, and we became really good friends. And he motivated me a lot. And anytime that he would come to Las Vegas, he would come and visit me, and I just felt like a celebrity was coming over to visit me. It felt weird. So I asked him if I could have the honors of him wrapping my 6'4", and it turned out to be that was his dream car as well. So him coming from Brazil, not the greatest areas and stuff like that, and to make it out, and for him to have a dream of wrapping. I mean, he's wrapped Lambos, he's wrapped a whole bunch of stuff, but a whole classic like a 1964 Chevrolet Impala, and wrapping it in chrome. So we made it look like a mirror finish. You guys can see it online. It's pretty cool. And like I said, he was somebody that I looked up to, and he was very humble. So for him to do that car meant a lot, you know. And I still have it, wrapped my parents' car, you know. That's another one, you know. And my Lamborghini, I did that with my brother too, you know. So my brother's just learning, and he just came from Central America, Nicaragua, and he's learning, you know. And for him to help me rap on a Lambo, I think that was a pretty cool dream come true for sure.
That's amazing. That's amazing. We have a question from Ludovica in Italy. And this was specific question. Go ahead, Ludovica, and unmute.
All right. So what do you think of West Coast customization? You know, the customization like from Pimp My Ride from the MTV program.
I think that's a pretty cool show. You know, I've actually been there. I have a friend that I have two buddies that actually work there, and it's a really cool vibe, to be honest with you. You know, it really got really commercialized, you know, and it's a whole lifestyle for sure. If you go look at their facility, I mean, it's really cool to see, you know, all the art that happens behind the closed doors, like building the vehicle and who's involved, you know, like it's really cool to see the behind the doors.
That's sick, man. That's sick. We have a question from Timofey in Russia. Timofey, go ahead and ask.
I have a question. Which order was the most difficult and which was the most expensive?
The most difficult. Oh my God. Every car is it has like a difficult part to it, you know. Or man, it's so hard to say, because like Mercedes G-Wagons, those vehicles have a lot of pieces you need to take off. So that's, I would say that's what makes it the hardest, is just taking the vehicle apart and putting it back together. But when it comes to a G-Wagon, you got a lot of curves, you got a lot of angles, you got door hinges. It just takes a little longer to do. It's not that it's like super hard. It is temp, like one of those, you get kind of temp, like scared to touch it, you know what I'm saying? So you're like, you know, like how to take this apart, whatnot. But after doing so many expensive cars, I mean, these cars are meant to be taken apart anyway. So as long as you do some research on how that part comes off, you know, your installation will just be fun. But hardest, man, there's so many different jobs that we've done. We've done semi trucks in the rain, we've done buildings, we've done airplanes, we've done let's see, we've done restrooms, we've done boats. So it's like, it's kind of hard to say. That's a good question though. And the most expensive one, I would say it was probably around $25,000. This is for a gold truck that we've done.
How do you do an airplane? Like that's I don't get that. So
So
you just said it in passing casual. I'm like, wait, you wrapped an airplane?
it's not really like the whole like a jet airplane, because there has to be some sort of like rules and regulations when you're messing with like commercial vehicles and, I mean, planes and stuff. It was like a smaller aircraft. It was, I think, a six-seater aircraft. It's not something that I believe flies like really high at altitudes. So I believe, because it doesn't require all those safety or insurances and bonds and stuff like that, then you don't really, you could do it, you know. So we wrapped this millionaire guy. He actually has this aircraft to be able to fly from Las Vegas to his wine yard and stuff like that. So he just wanted different graphics. He just bought these jets and he didn't like the way it looked. So we just took the graphics off, created new graphics, and wrapped the front in gloss black. He did a test flight a couple times. He came back and he looked at the condition it's in. It's not lifting, it's not bubbling, it looked great. So ended up you know, loving it, you know. So we've done that. That was a cool one.
Sick. Sick. We got a question from Ivan. We'll go with a few more student questions, and then if you want, show us some of the stuff around the shop if you're able to.
Yeah, can you give me like 5 seconds?
Yeah, take your time. Take your time. I hope you guys are getting something out of this. There's a lot of artistic thumbs up or put it in the chat. Any of you guys here artists or into art or creativity? Nothing. So I see a few people. Good. Good. So a lot of these guys are very artistic. I've seen them in the shop where they're just kind of like they with their eye and they're able to just create and all that. So just keep that up. I hope everyone is learning stuff from a lot of these events. We have a lot of new guest speakers that I put on for you guys that are coming up in the spring. If you keep an eye in the next 2 weeks, we'll have some other bigger names as well that you probably recognize. So just keep an eye. And if you haven't had it saved, be sure to go to edutainmentlearning.com. I will go ahead and share this with you guys and save this in your bookmarks. And you guys can sign up for whatever ones you want and check out who's coming up, who we've had on. We have podcasts released twice a week. And yeah. Oh, hey,
All
Gary.
right. Yep.
Good?
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
You said that you make tutorials, so where we can find them?
It's going to be under Houdini Raps on YouTube or actually Instagram. If you guys could go on Instagram or TikTok, I would be posting a lot more videos on there.
We will share both of those links as well on the video. Yeah. All right. So we have someone want to know what is the rarest car? This came from Cuba. What is the rarest car you've ever wrapped?
I would say it would be a Ferrari F40. But
Okay.
I'm not saying it's like super rare, but it's that vehicle came out to like 3.5 to close to $4 million. This is an older F40.
Wow. That is, yeah, that had to be intense to do that. We have Gonzalo, one of the final student questions, and we'll check out the shop, and then I'll ask the final question for our guests. Go ahead, Gonzalo.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask, what cars do people want to wrap more? Like low riders, hot rods, JDMs, muscles?
I would say muscle, JDM, low riders, not really. That's something that I'm trying to push harder because the low rider scene is mostly paint and nothing against paint. That's our goal is to protect the paint. You know, the paint's amazing, but this is an alternative. You know, this is an alternative to protect your paint. It's an alternative to be able to do a crazy design, a crazy wrap that it might be either too expensive to do to paint with paint or being able to just remove it if you don't like it, you know. So sorry, what was your question again?
He was.
So what type of cars do people want to rub more?
Oh, okay, so it'll be, I would say, like Chargers. On here in America, you'd see a lot of new vehicles like Mercedes-Benz, like G-classes, S-classes. You'll see a lot of now Cadillacs, luxury vehicles here. Sports cars, like JDMs. I've seen a lot of JDMs with some cool designs that we've done as well. But yeah, low riders, actually, not too much. You know, it's something that we're trying to push and make different, you know. So I wrapped my low rider, you know. So there's some low riders that are getting into it as well. They kind of like that option, you know, because there's a lot of cool new stuff that's coming out, and we're actually going to be creating something really cool for the low rider scene. Just because, you know, like JDM and KTM and all that, they already have, you know, wrap and stuff like that, you know. So I'm actually going for like the low rider scene.
Was your lowrider? I went to your shop. Was that the one with chrome on it? Like where you
Yeah.
could see your, it was like mirror, like see your
Yeah, that
face.
one. Yep.
So if you have a photo or something like that, text me and we'll put that in the video so kids can check that out.
Okay.
So before we go check out the shop, I always ask this of all of our guests. Is there any advice you could give to these kids when they're going off into the world and figuring out what they want to do, whether it's doing car detailing and wrap and all that kind of stuff, or something completely different? As someone as successful as you, self-made, what advice would you have for these kids?
I would say, if you feel they say lost, just keep going. I mean, I think I felt lost for a long time. Like I didn't know what I wanted to do. I just knew I wanted to be around cars. But I did end up going through a lot of different industries. I went through college. I got my associate's degree. I actually got four associate's degrees in automotive, and I just went into becoming a technician. I became a lube tech, first lube tech technician. Then I went into the banking industry. Then I went to the communications industry, and then sales, and then driving. Went back into heavy equipment, and then now, you know, I used to. Then I went into starting my own business, which was a dealership, half wrap shop and detail. So with the dealership, I've just found that it felt like work, you know, just something that I wasn't really passionate about. Yes, it's still cars. I'm buying cars, flipping them, fixing them, you know. So that was a cool hustle. I made good money in it, but my passion is rap. So when I focused all just on raps and connected with my partner and just with my family behind me, it just blew up, you know, because this is something I'm passionate about. Like, I love doing this. I love talking about it. I love learning more about it, you know. So I would just say, if you feel lost, just keep going, because everything I learned from all of those industries, I'm applying to what I know now, and we're killing it. We're doing really good, you know. And first off, you know, it's just thank God, you know.
Amen. I love it, brother. So, can you show us around? Would
Yeah,
that
for
be
sure.
cool? You
Let's do it.
guys want to see the shop?
So
Dude.
this is my weapons. You know, this is my blade. This is my tucking tools. These are tucking tools as well. This is what I use on a daily, my wrap glove, and then my squeegee. And we also make these tools as well. Right, let me get this. So this is going to be our office, like little office. The wall is actually wrapped, but it looks 3D, if you guys can see. This is our laminator. This is where we laminate our graphics and make cool colors and stuff. This is part of the media. We do stickers and decals like this. This is going to be our wide format printing room. So this is where we print all your graphics and stuff and stickers and decals. This is our lobby. And what I wanted to show you guys is actually the Lambo. This is all fully wrapped,
That is sick.
designed by my good buddy Glard.
How long does a design like that take for someone to design that?
He's about a week.
Yeah, we're getting lots of comments. Looks wonderful. Damn, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
It's
that was my dream car, you know. It
approved
still
around the world.
is. It still is my dream car, actually. So check it out. Going back now, we're gonna show you the shop. So this here, one of our installers is actually getting this vehicle prepped. This is a commercial wrap. This is going from white to gloss black. I love commercial wraps. We're doing a trailer over there. We got some more printers in the back. We did this Jeep. Sorry, the shop's a little cramped up because we got a lot of work to do.
You're good,
And
man. It's good. It's like, hey.
yeah. And then we also have this forklift that goes on here, and we're gonna wrap this, put some graphics on it, which is pretty cool. This is a wall wrap in the back. Since we're rappers, we put our West Coast rappers, you know, like Ice Cube and Snoop Dogg and stuff. And then this is all boxes of materials that we use for like a lot of the trucks, commercial vehicles that come in. So we have an account with a lot of companies here. So we just remove graphics and put new graphics on, put the sticker on, sticker off. Yeah, that's pretty much
Yeah,
it.
I love it, man. I love it. Thank
Yeah.
you so much. So we won't want to take any more of your time. We got a lot of kids on the Eastern Hemisphere, so it's kind of late there. So before we let you go, before I end the meeting for all, traditionally, I allow everyone to unmute and thank our guests. Guys, can we thank Gary
Thank
Gutierrez for
you.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Yeah.
Same girl.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Bye.
LP610.
Bye-bye.
That Lambo.
Thank you.